But first, the clock is ticking. Detroit's bankruptcy settlement has gotten through the state legislature. It's gotten through the private foundations. Now it's up to 32,000 city employees and retirees. They are being asked to say yes to having their pensions cut, promising not to sue the city. In return, the pension cuts will not be as severe as they would be under what's become known as the grand bargain. Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter Sarah Swick joins us now. Sarah, the deadline is next Friday. What do we know about where the voting is right now?
As things stand right now, the votes are being tallied by a firm based in California that apparently has some expertise in doing these sorts of votes and seems to have a pretty good, solid reputation nationwide. We don't know the tally exactly, and there are a few reasons for that.
Well, Sarah, we certainly heard some hue and cry over the fact that Kevin Orr seemed to have access to the results as the company is getting the ballots. Tell us about that.
Right. This isn't a regular election in which you have a right to a secret ballot. There's transparency in the process to the people who are counting the votes and to the people that have access to it. And obviously, each retiree or creditor's vote is tied to them in particular, so people know how you voted. But when Kevin Orr did come out about a month ago now on Mackinac and say that retiree votes seem to be running about 2-1 in favor of approving the plan, the plan of adjustment, that is, there was a big outcry over that. And people expressed, you know, even some experts on this were kind of like, well, you're really not supposed to do that. And then just about a week ago or so in court, Judge Rhodes admonished city officials and said, yeah, you probably don't want to be releasing or talking about results, ongoing tallies as the votes are still coming in.
That was probably akin to kind of keeping the tip of your finger on the weighing scale, huh, as things are being weighed.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a sense that as long as the vote is going on, it shouldn't be discussed publicly, at least by, you know, the people, by city officials and people who are, you know, influencing the process or have some stake in the outcome. Now, interestingly enough, Mayor Mike Duggan came out fairly recently, and he's been pretty muted about talking about any bankruptcy issues because he has a power-sharing agreement with Kevin Orr, in which Orr runs the bankruptcy side of things, and Duggan runs the day-to-day city operation side of things. But Duggan said something to the effect of, you know, city retirees should really vote for the plan of adjustment. This, you know, this is a good deal for them, and encourage that.
Something we need to probably touch on, Sarah, is the fact that we're looking at two different classifications, correct, of city workers and the retirees. So some people have more skin in the game than others.
Yeah, exactly. So police and fire retirees are looking at fewer cuts than the general system retirees. They won't take any direct hit to their pension, whereas this is assuming that the plan of adjustment is approved. The general system retirees will take a roughly 4.5% cut to their pension. There's also reductions in cost of living adjustments, and it will actually be eliminated for general system retirees. And then there's something else going on called the clawback, in which various annuities that had been invested in over the years, that the city would kind of take some of that money back or reduce the payments, you know, in line and with what they think they should have been getting all along, basically. But I think there is some, I did talk to one retiree, general system retiree, who thought it wasn't fair that police and fire were getting better treatment than just the general retirees. But you know, that's the way it is. That's the way it worked out. And most people seem to think that police and fire should get a little bit more.
So timetable, we know that the deadline to vote is the 11th. How long might it be until we hear the final decision?
I actually don't really know. But the plan of adjustment, the trial for the plan of adjustment it's been moved back now a couple times, but it's set to start in mid-August. So I would assume the results, they would have the results by that point, so they know what they're looking, exactly what the situation is going forward, as, you know, Judge Rhodes, who's, you know, the bankruptcy court judge, and he's the one who's going to make the ultimate decision about pretty much all these things. So I think we should know by then.
And leading up to this July 11th deadline, so in the next week, what should we keep our eye on, Sarah?
Any more sort of statements? Or, I mean, I don't think Kevin Orr is going to be coming out and saying anything else about the vote tally anymore. But just sort of any efforts to try to persuade retirees who may not have cast their ballot yet to vote one way or the other.
I guess that does it. So really, it's a waiting game for everybody involved.
It really is, yes.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Always good to talk with you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.